rations.
Something that goes in one year and out the other.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is an icicle?
A stiff piece of water.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
It pays to be ignorant, to be dense, to be dumb, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. Each week I earn $6. My brain is terribly lax.
Well, here it is again, that quiz program which is making the monkeys think they are pretty smart. With a board of experts who are fast becoming an institution, and that's where they belong. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How to Understand the Einstein Theory, or Three Easy Ways to Fall Out of a Boat. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
You never fail.
Yes, there was a young fellow named Paul who went to a fancy dress ball, but sad to relate, he dressed up as a steak and was eaten with relish by all.
I see. I hope he was tender.
Yeah, another fellow went as a pound of butter, you know.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to spread himself.
Great. Next, we have a woman who is so big when she goes out at night, she has to wear headlights. A woman who is so stout, they have to grease her hips to get her through the hollow tunnel. Here she is, as much of her as we could get in the studio, Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, I'm through with horse racing.
You're wise, Miss McConnell. Running around those tracks is too strenuous for a woman of your age.
They really took me to the cleaners yesterday.
I see. I thought you looked fresher this evening.
You know, I put everything I had on one horse.
Miss McConnell, you couldn't get everything you have on one horse. You better keep it. You can't afford it. Next, we have a man who was such a mean kid, his parents ran away from home. A man who spent 3 days in a revolving door looking for the doorknob, Mr. George Shelton. Mr. Shelton.
Say, you know, Mr. Howard, coming up to the studio this evening, I lost my checkbook.
Yeah, well, that isn't serious.
No, but it would have been if I hadn't been so smart.
You were smart?
Yeah.
This I gotta hear.
Yeah, you see, no one else can use them but me.
How come?
I signed every one of the checks with my name.
Mr. Sheldon, if you have a brain, it's overdrawn. Well, let's get on. Here's the first question. Let's try and answer. Now, pay attention.
Yes.
Here it is. How long does it take a ship to make a 5-day journey? No help from the audience, please.
Mr. Howard, would you mind repeating the question?
I'll be glad to. How long does it take a ship to make a 5-day journey?
Thank you so much. Carry on.
I see.
Say, what was the question, Mr. Howard?
Well, I'll repeat it again for you, Mr. Sheldon. How long does it take a ship to make a 5-day journey?
Where to?
What do you mean, where to? I don't know where to.
You mean you're taking a 5-day journey and you don't know where you're going?
Yes. Suppose you don't like it there.
Well, you can always come back.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there before?
Oh, please. This is all beside the point. Miss McConnell, do you know anything about ships?
What do you mean?
I mean, are you nautical?
Well, I have my moments.
You have your moments. Must be very dull. Look, the question is how long does it take a ship to make a 5-day journey?
What's the name of the ship?
Ah, nuts.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a funny name for a ship.
Yeah. And they tell me something about ships. Why do they always refer to a ship as a she?
Because they make their best showing in the wind.
Look. Will you try and answer the question?
Say, Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Speaking about ships.
Yes.
How do you tell the starboard from the port?
Oh, by the label on the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Never forget the last ocean trip I took. In the middle of the night, some guy came busting into my stateroom hollering, "The ship is leaking! The ship is leaking!"
Yeah, what'd you do?
I told him to put a pan under it and go to bed.
They'll find their place in a minute. Perhaps we can get this one. Now listen very closely. What instrument is featured in Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto?
Mr. Howard, would you mind repeating that question in English?
Repeating it in English?
Yes.
I'm speaking English. What instrument is featured in Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto?
Whose concerto, Mr. Howard?
Look, Tchaikovsky.
It's in there.
I say, you know, my grandfather was a great violinist, you know?
He was.
Great violinist. He used to fiddle with his whiskers.
He used to fiddle. Really?
You know, when I was 5 years old, I used to play on the organ.
I see.
Oh, that's nothing. When I was 3 years old, I used to play on the linoleum.
Wow.
I think that's how I got my cold.
I think it is.
That's a very pretty instrument, too, the linoleum.
Yeah.
So smooth.
You know. All right, let's pass.
You know, I've got a whole collection of musical instruments.
You have?
Oh, rather. I have a clarinet, bassoon, piccolo, and a French horn.
Have you a fife?
I've got a fife and three kids.
Never mind the puns. I'd like to know what instrument is featured in Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto.
You would? Well, why don't you ask somebody?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you are? Oh, just what is it you'd like to know, Mr. Hart?
Look, do you know anything about music?
Do I? I'm an authority on opera.
Yeah.
Ask me something about opera.
Look, but I don't want to know anything about opera.
Oh, well, if you don't want to learn.
I don't like opera.
You don't like opera? Why?
The girls don't come out on the runway.
I see. That was interesting.
Take it off.
Never mind. Save your voice, Mr. Jellin. What instrument is featured in Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto?
Concerto?
Yeah.
Would it be a cornet?
No. Cornet is something the ladies have up in their hair like a braid.
No. That's a coronet.
Oh, no, Mr. Howard. I beg to differ. A coronet is a pair of glasses on a long, you know, sort of a dirty look on a stick.
Dirty look on a stick. That's a lorgnet, Mr. McGraw.
What are you talking about? A lorgnet is one of those insects that sting you.
Mr. Sheldon, that's hornet.
Oh.
A hornet, a funny-looking insect with pop eyes that's always buzzing around making a pest of itself.
Now we're back to Miss McConnell again.
Thank you. When you think of noise, you think of a boiler factory. When we think of noise, we think of Dr. Novick and his orchestra. Here they are, a junk heap with an 802 card. Dr. Novick. this evening, Mr. Roberts?
Our first contestant, Mr. Howard, is Master Sergeant Frank S. Levitt of the United States Army.
Boy, how do you do, Mr. Levitt? This is indeed a pleasure. You certainly do look like the Army. Imagine you are some Army yourself to look at. Boy, what a man. How much do you weigh, Mr. Levitt?
280 pounds.
280 pounds. What do you think of that? My goodness, that's just 195 pounds more than me. Well, we're very, very happy to have you with us. How do you feel?
I feel fine, Mr. Howard.
Thank you. Where is your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Norcross, Georgia.
Norcross, Georgia. Oh, yes.
Norfolk, Georgia.
Norcross, Georgia.
Well, put hair on my chest and call me Harry.
Yeah?
You know, I used to work in that town, Mr. Howard.
You did?
I was a lawyer on the docks.
Oh, interesting. A lawyer on the docks.
Yeah, I used to take cases off of ships.
Oh, I see. Just ignore him, Frank. You say Norcross, Georgia. I've been down that country. That's right near Chicklin Switch, isn't it?
Right next door.
Yes, I remember that place well. That's some country down there. How long you been in the service, Frank?
On and off, 37 years.
37 years? I bet when you took the job, you thought it was going to be steady.
You know, Sergeant, I was in the last war, you know. I was in the Army.
You were in the Army?
Oh, rather, I was a regimental barber.
A regimental barber?
I went over the top like...
You went, ah, please. What did you do before you entered the service, Frank?
I was a professional wrestler, Mr. Howard.
A wrestler?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of that, a wrestler?
Well,
a wrestler?
Oh, gee, you want to wrestle now?
Sit down, will you? You're rocking the boat. You were a wrestler. You know, something's just dawned on me. Your face is very familiar. Didn't you used to have whiskers?
Yes, sir.
What was your professional name?
Man Mountain Dean.
Man Mountain Dean! Takes me back to my boyhood. I remember you around the old Haymarket Theater in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Remember those days?
Yes, you was in Burlesque Show then.
That's right. Well, the Burlesque Shows were nice those days. We didn't have any runways those days. Well, this is certainly an unexpected pleasure, and I'll assure you that you have not lost much weight. The Army has really done you good. I would like to get some of it. What do you eat, or what is your diet?
Well, I eat everything they put in front of me.
Yeah, I bet. And then some. I guess you've had lots of cornbread and pot liquor down the South.
Well, you can look at the size.
Yeah. And some of those black-eyed beans?
Yeah, I'd like to have some right now.
I bet. Boy, I'll have to eat some of them if I can get like that. That looks great to me. Well, we certainly are glad to have you with us, Mr. Dean, or rather Frank. It certainly is a pleasure.
What's your first name, Frank?
What's your first name, Frank? Frank. Yes.
Well, that's a lovely name.
Yes.
He's the kind of a cute kid, too. Well, you can just call me football. I play the field.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And you're just as wide. Frank, you can do us a favor while you're here. Will you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, please? And when you get a hold of one, any question, would you read it for us right into the microphone?
Name four song titles in which a girl's name is mentioned.
Now, that's a very good question. Name four song titles in which there's a girl's name mentioned.
California, Here I Come.
Where's the girl's name?
She's in California.
She's in California.
You know, I got a girl in California.
You got a girl in California?
And I got one in Brooklyn, too.
I see.
Hey, you played one other little find out about it.
You got a girl in California and one in Brooklyn?
Right, yeah.
Ain't your friend one of them to find out about the other?
No, the east is east, and the west is west, and never the dame shall meet.
Well, we're getting away from the question. Name four song titles in which there's mentioned a girl's name.
Girl's name?
A girl's name.
I know a song title with a sneeze in it.
With a sneeze in it?
Yeah. When I'm looking at you.
When I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. That's pretty good,
reaching,
you know.
Yes.
That is ripping, you know.
All right. He's off.
Looking at you.
Yes.
I don't get it.
I didn't think so. But if they cut it out, I want a girl's name.
How about Joe?
Joe is not a girl's name.
No, how about Josephine?
That's right. Come Josephine in my flying machine.
Hmm? Well, that's all right. That's fine. How about another?
Mr. Howe, did you hear the new income tax song?
Has it got a girl's name in it?
Girl's name? Let me see now.
Income tax song. What's the name of it?
Everything I have is yours.
Everything.
Lovely.
Mr. McNaughton, do you know the road to Mandalay?
Oh, rather. Indeed, I do. Do you want me to sing it?
No, take it.
I got one, Mr. Howard.
You got one what?
I got one of the... What was the question again?
Look, I want another song title with a girl's name in it.
Oh, yeah, Beautiful Katie.
Beautiful Katie is good.
I wouldn't know. I just met her last night.
I see.
I know a song about a horse.
You do? What kind of a horse?
A big horse.
How's it go?
Big horse, I love you.
All right.
Big horse, I love
you. Miss McConnell, please. Will you stop singing about yourself?
What do you mean? I'm no horse.
You want a bet?
Mr. Howe, tell me, did you hear the new repeat song?
Repeat song?
Yes, The Return of the Swallow by Gulp.
Return of the Swallow. Yes, I imagine it would be. Yes. Can we get another song title with a girl's name in it?
I Love Louisa.
That's fine. I Love Louisa.
Oh, you both love the same girl.
I used to sing that song.
You did? I didn't know you could sing, Miss McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
How's your range?
Full of gas.
Yes. Your range is not the only thing that's full of gas. This ought to be good. Contestant, if you will.
Gladly, Mr. Howard. Our next contestant is Private First Class Sadie Owen of the United States Marines.
Well, so the Marines have landed. How do you do, Miss Owen, and welcome to our program. It's nice to have you. How do you feel, Miss Owen?
Nervous.
Nervous. Well, don't... Nervous. Don't be nervous. There's nothing here to be nervous about. You want to hold my hand? You want to do that? Well, you want a glass of water? You want a drink of water? I don't blame you. That's been there since last week. We're very, very glad to have you. Where is your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Mount Pleasant, Tennessee.
Mount Pleasant. Oh, yes. Mount Pleasant, Tennessee.
Hey, you know, Mr. Howard?
Yes.
My girl is relieving a lighthouse keeper for service, for active duty.
She is.
Yeah.
Relieving a lighthouse keeper for active duty?
Yeah.
Is she a wick?
No, she's a wick.
She's a wick.
My word. She ought to shine in that job, you know.
Yeah, man.
She She's not very bright.
You're from Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. That's right outside of Nashville, isn't it?
That's right.
How far from Nashville is it?
About 50 miles.
50 miles. I thought that was right. I was just wanted to see how my memory was serving me. We played in Nashville many a time. A great town. What did you do? What did you do before you went into service?
I worked for the government.
You worked for the government? In Nashville or in...
In Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. I see.
No, D.C.
D.C. All right, please.
I have a radio that's AC. That wouldn't help, would it?
You have a what?
A radio that's AC.
I see. Now, don't get into the argument. You got me talking that way. Will you cut it out?
Mr. Harlow, I'll have you know, sir, that my brother and I are going to join the waves.
You and your brother are going to join the waves?
Yeah, we're meeting them outside the Astor at 10 o'clock.
Oh, is that?
Two very beautiful girls.
I see. Pay no attention to them.
You know, I was out with the captain last night.
You were a what?
Out with the captain.
I see.
He was from the South.
How do you know he was from the South?
Instead of two silver bars on his shoulder, he had two pieces of shortening bread.
Aye, you know.
You
never mind. You got an awful crust full of them kinds. Pay no attention to him, Miss Owen. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're not married.
What's detaining you?
Oh, wait a minute. Have you been in New York long?
Only yesterday.
Oh, you only got here yesterday.
That's right.
I was going to ask you, have you met any nice boys in New York?
I haven't had time yet.
Haven't had time. Well, you'll probably meet them.
Well, of course, you know, time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. How do you compare the boys in New York with the boys down in Mount Pleasant, is it?
Mount Pleasant.
How do you find the boys down there and well, compared with the boys in New York?
I haven't met any in New York yet.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know.
No.
Well, let me know when you have matches to find that out. Would you do us a favor and pick a question out of the dunce cap there for us, and would you kindly read it for us if you will? Just take your time and read it.
How many people does it take to play a four-handed game of pinochle?
Very good. Did you hear the question? How many people does it take to play a four-handed game of pinochle?
Oh, I held a beautiful hand last night.
You did?
Yes, I'm going to see her again tonight.
Now, wait a minute. Don't let's stray from the question. How many people does it take to play a four-handed game of pinochle?
Two, Mr. Howard, two.
I said four-handed game.
Yeah, two people. Each person has two hands. Two persons, four hands.
Yeah, very nice.
It's simple. It's very simple if you know your mathematics.
Yeah, I imagine. Well,
two from two and two from four.
I'm not up on that, Mr. Sheldon.
Two from
please,
another?
The question's about cards. Card games.
You know, I was invited out to some gin rummy the other evening. And what do you think?
What?
When I got there, it was a card game. Why do people misrepresent things like that?
Look, I'm talking about pinochle.
Oh, pinochle.
Yeah.
I love pinochle.
Good.
Pinochle and sauerkraut.
Pinochle. That is pig's knuckle.
Yeah, pig's knuckle.
All right.
Do you like them pickled?
I like anything pickled. That reminds me, I gotta call up my old man.
I see. Can we please get back to the card game?
Yeah, who opened?
I passed.
I'll bid 6-0 club.
Will you cut it out, please?
I was playing cards, you know, with a young lady the other night, and she made me so mad you could never tell what she held.
A poker face?
No, but I would have liked to.
Now look, will you guys cut out this half-witism here you're doing, or whatever it is?
Mr. Howard, you know, marriage is like a card game.
Marriage is like a card game?
Sure, you start with a pair, he shows a diamond, she shows a flush, and they both end up with a full house.
Well, they're off already.
You should go back in the stockyard soon.
That's what I like, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Sounds like Hart, Shatner, and Mark to me.
Must suit you, huh?
Spring song and it's starting to winter.
Don't
summer evening and a goodly crowd was there. The 12th, that makes me feel like reciting them.
Forces Radio Service.